Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to another Out of Spec podcast episode. You join me and Marcus again. If you haven't checked out our previous episode, please do that. But Marcus is really leading the way for ChemPower in America. And I wanted to dive deep into what's going on with their DC fast charging equipment, what CPOs may they be talking to, all the nitty gritty with their factories coming soon. So Marcus, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We've talked about ChemPower on this show a few times. You and I have recorded a podcast episode previously about the differences between US and European charging. And really the consensus on that was, you know, we're just a couple years behind what Europe went through. And so the need for high power charging, high power reliable charging is immense right now. We have all the cars being sold. We have the government telling everyone to switch to electric. We have no reliable way of charging these cars truly out in the public. So that's where I think you guys saw the opportunity to come in to bring your awesome design hardware that's proven to be reliable in some of the harshest conditions over to our market. I know you're building a factory here. I know you have US approved hardware now. What's the story? Where are we at? What's going on?
Yeah, so currently, we are still, when we sell products to North American market, we manufacture those in Finland. But as you mentioned, we already have a site in Durham, North Carolina. And the plan is to copy paste basically everything we have here in Europe to North Carolina and have exact similar facility that what we have in Finland right now, our main factory. And We have the approvals for the North American market, which is really good. And then as soon as we start ramping up the manufacturing, we will start providing products from USA as well. Of course, first we focus to these Buy America products that require Buy America. So that's kind of the first step. And then if we, for example, don't have certain product in our manufacturing capabilities in US, we will ship those from Finland for the time being.
Right. Well, so it's important to realize that only if you're going for certain funding schemes in America does the charger actually have to have final assembly in the US. There's also some programs that allow for US parts components, but final assembly elsewhere, as long as those come back in. There's a lots of different situations in terms of our tax situation and also grants. But then there's also going to be plenty of installations, whether it be private or just in areas that won't qualify, where it really doesn't matter where the hardware comes from. And so it sounds like initially you're going to be working with installations that don't have to be Buy America compliant, where you can at least get the European built stuff over here. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's partly correct. So basically, In the beginning, we would bring products from Europe, but of course, we also plan on doing kind of non-Buy America products in USA as well. So final assembly would be made there, but some components might come from outside of US. And the Buy America requirements for this NEVI subsidies is that by the end of June next year, or starting from 1st July next year, we need to have 55% of the components purchased from US. And that's a big amount of components. So it's something we need to do to fulfill the NEVI requirements. And that's what we will do.
Right. That's amazing. And so tell us a little bit about, you know, before we get into the factory and all of that, where are you today in America? I know you have stations that are now in the ground and charging cars, which is huge. I mean, we got to go and make a video at one. I got to drive over. But what's going on here?
Yeah, so we have the site selected, and currently we are hiring a lot of people to kind of baseline there is that the organization is pretty much similar than what we have in a global level, and just kind of built according to the, let's say, lessons we learned when we have grown now really fast in Kempower in Europe. So I think the base is really good. We know what kind of people we need, and we have been able to find really good people already, and we are currently hiring a lot of people. So if people are interested, please take contact to Kempower and apply, because it's interesting industry for sure.
And I know a lot of our viewers are in the industry, so I'm sure they certainly will be reaching out. It sounds like most of the positions will be in Durham. Is that where everything's going to be kind of headquartered around?
Yes. That's how it is, but also positions outside of Durham. So at the moment, actually, we have people in California, Texas, Massachusetts, Georgia, and also in Canada, in Quebec area.
Wow, very cool. So it sounds like the people, the headcount requirement's going to go through the roof here pretty quick.
Yes.
The chargers will be starting manufacturing in America. When roughly do you think that's
going to happen? By the end of this year.
Oh,
we
wow.
Have a plan that's that we start to do those. Yeah.
Amazing. And then, you know, back a couple questions ago, the chargers that are here in America, I know there's a site in Minnesota. I believe you have a site in Canada. Are those, can you roll up and charge cars on those now? Are they operational?
Yes. So we have three public locations now, or actually one of them is now under commissioning. So today they are commissioning one location north of Quebec in Canada. But then in the US, we have one location in Michigan, close to Detroit, and then one in Minnesota, south of Minneapolis.
And are those owned by who? Those aren't owned and operated by Kempower, right? Those are private purchase?
Yeah, they are CPOs.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So they're publicly accessible chargers.
Yes. And we also have like chargers in closed environments, like for the fleet owners, or then in mines, for example, in Canada. But it's not that easy to go and see those.
Right. No, of course. But I mean, that's a whole nother business. When we start talking about mining operations, I mean, the amount of money they save on just not moving air in and out of the mines is crazy. So,
yes.
I mean, it's no question your chargers are built for the harshest environments. And that's pretty crazy that they're over there. So basically, the situation for Kempower in America right now is all in. You're just like getting the factory spinning up. You're sourcing locally sourced components to qualify for Buy America under NEVI funding. You're building a team of people. How many people do you think you'll have in America by the time this is all set?
It will be hundreds. So that's going to be a big amount of people. And one good thing about our kind of plan now when we are establishing the unit is that we are also having five people coming from Finland who have been a long time with Kempower. They are in different segment or sectors of the company or functions. And they are coming to US and of course train the people in US to know what we know here in Europe. And that's kind of a really smooth way of transferring the information what we have concerning all the manufacturing and other things related.
It's pretty amazing to think about everything that you guys are doing and just how well it's all working so far. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of hectic behind the scenes, but at least to me, it just is happening so fast. I can't believe it. So, I mean, we were just talking about ChemPower might come to America just a couple months ago. And now it's like factory selected, chargers are in the ground powering things, and you're hiring hundreds of people. I mean, it's just crazy. So can't wish you enough success on this journey. And of course, we're here to cover it and help you guys along the way. And just super awesome. So that's what's going on with ChemPower in the U.S. Is there anything more you'd like to share with our audience or anything you'd like to ask of them? Maybe some questions you'd like to hear their responses on?
Yeah, I would say that it's really, really nice to come to the market because we see a lot of potential there. And of course, always, well, it's always welcome to have kind of suggestions that what kind of charging, how could we still improve? Because that's the key to everything. So we also want to prove all the time and all the kind of feedback people might have, it's always welcome. So and we are here together. So all the kind of manufacturers who build chargers, is it DC fast charging or level 2 charging, all those are welcome in the market because we need to roll this out up fast. So that's kind of how I see the whole business, that now we just need to get this rolled out and people being happy behind the EVs driving wheels.
So needed to have reliable DC fast charging. So Marcus, can't thank you enough for joining and giving us some insight here as to what's going on with ChemPower in the US. I am so pumped. I got to go take a road trip to go find these stations. Yes. And we'll, of course, be covering it along the way. So thanks to our viewers for watching this episode of the Out of Spec podcast. We'll see you on another one soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Marcus. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good stuff. Thank you, sir.
Excellent. Thanks, Kyle.
That was great. And anytime you have something you want to share with us, I mean, the real thing is I've got to talk to Paula about it a little bit, but we need to do some videos on our reviews channel, which is where we really get the big audience. And so this is where I think I'm going to go visit the station for the first time and film all of this.
Yeah.
So that will happen in the next 3 or 4 weeks, something like this.
And for the locations, I would say that go to Canada because the locations in Detroit and Minnesota, they are only with one satellite. So they wanted to start low. So it's like 100 kilowatts and one satellite. So it would be better to go to Canada because that's...
Do you know which site in Canada we should plan to go to?
Sorry?
Do you know which location in Canada?
Yeah, so it's in Quebec, so north of Quebec. So I can actually send you with email.
Send me an email with the location because we have to go up there. We're actually reviewing an electric mining truck. So it works out pretty perfectly if we're going to be in that area. Then we can kind of divert and film this.
Yeah, I will definitely send you the address and I can connect you with our BD manager in Canada, Pascal. And Pascal can let you know when it's functioning and
great. I think I've spoken with Pascal before, so that would be good. Yep.
Good.
Cool. Well, thanks, Marcus. And let's stay in touch. And whatever you need from us on our side, we're just excited that you're here. So this is great.
Yeah. Same here. Thanks.
All right. See you. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.